Blog Talk Radio.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Good morning and welcome to Unlimited Realities. I'm your host, Lisa Zimmer, and I'm so blessed to have the two guests that I have today to enlighten you on what their wisdom and their books have to offer you as an audience. I'm really gifted today because sometimes it works for me and sometimes it doesn't work for me, but my intention is to create an atmosphere with every show and an energy. And sometimes it works, but sometimes I have last minute, you know, glitches where I have to put somebody else in a spot. And today it worked. And both of my guests have such a wonderful essence, energy, wisdom, light book. Highly recommend both of them. We're going to begin today with my first guest, Jim Phillips, who wrote The Key of Life, and we're going to talk to him and discuss his wonderful, wonderful book. But I find it also very timely because I'm really touched, and although I sound pretty grounded to all of you, maybe a little grounded anyway, I was kind of an emotional wreck this morning. My son's 18, and we have lots of loved ones and kids and friends of his who are attending FSU. And last night there was a gunman who went off in the library. He shot three kids. Right now, I just looked. We still don't know the status of two of the kids. I think one is okay getting treated. The other one, they're not releasing information, or at least I haven't been able to find it. Maybe you guys know more. But I'd like to start today's show off with an energy and a prayer. These kids are all of our kids, and we need to really put some emphasis on the safety of what we have in our future. And if we could all just put an intention of love and light out for this child that's in critical condition, who was a victim today from a violent act and a shooting at FSU. I don't know the name of the person, but if we could just spend a moment, I'm going to be silent for a few seconds here and just shed some silence and love and prayer and light so that this stuff stops, because this is hard. And this is hard. As a parent, as a citizen, this can't keep going on like this. So let's just take a moment and shed some light, shall we? Blessings and prayers for all those involved, all those affected, and may the healing begin. Amen. Now, without further ado, we step into introducing my first guest, Jim Phillips. Such a wonderful book, and I believe, Jim, you're listening to me on the other end there. Jim wrote The Key of Life, and The Key of Life is Living in Full Expression. This is the kind of book that you can open to any page and be touched by its content. It's been written through an openness of spirit in all that is good, light, and love in the world. This is from Christian McCormick, founder of the Spiritual School of Intuitive Arts. Now, you know this is speaking my language. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce my first guest, Jim Phillips, author of The Key of Life. Welcome, 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 Jim. Thank you so much for being my guest today. Thank you for being on Unlimited Realities, Jim. I love your book, The Key of Life. Let's dive in and start talking about it. Thank you for writing this book, Jim.
Well, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to share what I've come to understand and know.
Well, I found it such a beautiful read and so fluid. It just rolled. It was one of those books that I could go to and escape and just feel like that little warm candle inside burning that just felt like home. And I'm inquiring to you in your heart of hearts to ask what inspired you to write this book at this time, because I do find it poignant at this time in our life that we need more of this energy, essence, influence, resonance out there with all the crazies. So talk to us a little bit about what inspired this for you.
Well, the inspiration actually has been one that I have had for as long as I can remember during this lifetime. I have had this knowing that there was a message that was going to be coming through me. I wasn't sure how. I really wasn't sure what form it was going to take, didn't know what the title was going to be. And yet, as I was going through different phases of my life, and I'm talking about from when I was small up to this point, as I was going through different phases of life, things would happen. Things would put me in front of different people. I would find myself in different circumstances where I would be sharing things, things being information, wisdom, you can call it wisdom if you want, but that were beyond what I should have been talking about at that particular point in time. So that is what gave me that kind of knowing that something else was going on. And then it just became a matter of being really interested in human potential, human performance, questions like why are we here, and more specifically, why am I here, what is my purpose while I'm here. And I receive messages all the time. I take early morning walks, and as you read in the book, I refer to those times as being immersed in the silence of the dawn, and that's when I'm most connected, and I receive information that I can expand on. And then essentially I have to live it. I have to go through the experience of whatever it is that I'm being given so that I can share it from an experiential perspective. So it just got to the point where it had to be expressed. So the inspiration was all this information I was given. It was life experiences. But then actually putting it on paper, it got to the point where I can no longer withhold it. I don't want to say the pressure, because it wasn't like that, but the nudging, if you will, was so strong that I was about to burst if it wasn't allowed to come out and be expressed. So here we have the book.
Wonderful. Well, what a great nudge, because it's written in such a way. I was really blessed with both of you today, because both of you have such an essence, both you and my next guest. It's just a beautiful truth, essence, authenticity that both of your books really just flowed. And you know, I always trust God's timing. It was at a time where apparently I needed the gentle approach. So I'm going through your book, and I'm looking at your description of how to live in full expression, and I was reading it, and I'm you know, talking out loud to myself as I'm reading your book in agreeance. And how can you explain to our audience how they can live in more of a full expression of their lives?
When you asked me that question, a whole lot of things just came to mind for me. The one that I think is the most important is to be aware of who they are in the moment. Mm-hmm. I think we get too caught up in things that have happened in the past, and so we waste our present moment time over things that we no longer have any control over. Or we start projecting into the future, and we have worries and concerns about what we think is going to happen. And so, again, we lose that opportunity to be who we are in the moment. And living in full expression is being truthful to ourselves in each moment. It's about allowing the expression that desires to be expressed through us, and in fact is us, in the moment. It's just being real. It's being authentic. It's being truthful. It is following those nudges and inspirations that were given, and allowing them to be that expression of who we are.
Okay, and that brings me to my next insight, which I loved your description of this. Let's talk about how when we're living in full expression, we tend to live life more on an unconditional basis. And you discuss how people tend to live life conditionally. Can you discuss, can we talk about a little bit what that looks like and what that means? What living conditionally versus living unconditionally looks like?
I think the easiest way for people to understand that is to go through an exercise. And that is to look at those things that you're doing during the day, those decisions that you're making. Are you making them based on how you truly feel, or are you making them based on how you think other people will feel or will react to you based on those decisions you make? And more often than not, what we find is that we're making decisions based on what society expects of us or what other people expect of us, or because we feel that if we don't act a particular way, we won't fit in with whatever group we're trying to fit in with. And yet, our purpose for being here is to live from the truth of who we are. And it's not about doing things for the benefit of other people. It's about doing things for ourselves so that we can have the grandest experience of ourselves through all the things that are created in the course of our lifetimes to allow for that. And here's the paradox to that, and that is that when we live in full expression of who we are, when we're being truthful to ourselves, we're actually giving other people the greatest gift we can give them, which, number one, is seeing us in full expression, but it's also giving them permission to do the same. And it allows other people to see that they don't have to live lives conditionally. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't have responsibilities. I'm not talking about that. We all have responsibilities in life, and that's part of being here. But I'm talking about making decisions about things that we want to do that are heartfelt, that we're making because that's who we are, and not because somebody else has said, you need to do this, or you should do this, or there's going to be some punishment you're going to get if you don't do this, you don't do that. It's just about being real.
Right. And, you know, that probably is the one energy that comes through so consistently in the book is this authenticity. And it really takes you down to your core in getting real with yourself in regard to what do you want? What are you afraid of? What, you know, it's literally looking at behind the curtain. So when you talk about enriching our lives and finding purpose and living in our full expression, you also discussed the principle of non-attachment. Now, in many times, that can be a very difficult aspect to tap into for people, because as they're starting to look at their purpose or their dreams or their full expression or goals or purpose, they have sometimes a vision of what that looks like, and they attach feelings or emotions or outcome to what that vision looks like. So then we pop in this little concept of non-attachment, and we we try to master this approach of achieving what we are masterful at, yet also staying in this approach and perspective of non-attachment. Now, that is a masterful concept. Let's discuss non-attachment. How can we look at the principle of non-attachment and look at it for what it is without getting caught up in all the hoopla around getting where we're going or expressing ourselves or reaching a desired goal?
All right, so if you look at the whole idea of living in full expression, and I do want to point out that the title of the book, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression, the word life is the acronym for living in full expression. So there is that tie-in there.
Wonderful.
So the whole idea of non-attachment is that we are not those things we do. We're not the things we acquire. We're not the accomplishments we have. We're not the other people in the world. And non-attachment means not identifying ourselves as any of those things. Because if you think about it, if let's just say I make a whole lot of money, and that's my primary focus is being a business person and making a whole lot of money. Well, a lot of people who made a whole lot of money during this recent recession, they lost a whole lot of money. And a lot of people lost their identity because that's who they felt themselves to be. And then all of a sudden, what's left is just them. And if we can understand that just them or that just us is who we are, then we don't have – I'm not going to say we don't have the challenges and the difficulties, because that's a part of the process of being alive. Those are the things that help us expand our experience of ourselves. But if we're not attached to those things we do or acquire or achieve, then when they're gone, we still identify with ourselves. We still know that we have self-worth. We still know that we have our essence. The most difficult thing is when we look at non-attachment to relationships, because people will often say to me, well, what about your family? You love your family. You love your children. And that's true. And that's all a part of living life. And that has nothing to do with non-attachment. But again, mm-hmm. it just gets back to the point that you don't identify yourself because somebody loves you. You are
right.
who you are, regardless of whether or not somebody expresses a certain degree of love that you think you might be expecting. And the last part that I want to mention about this is that we certainly want to have goals and objectives that we're trying to achieve. We want to have these dreams and these visions. But if you think about this, we can set a goal for ourselves or have a dream, but that's actually very limiting, because what we're able to achieve and accomplish and experience in our lives is limitless. So if we actually set a goal or a dream that we're going to accomplish, how much are we leaving on the table, so to speak, even if we achieve that dream? So the whole point of non-attachment in this regard is have that dream and that vision and move towards it. Don't become attached to that being the ultimate outcome. Allow the infinite possibilities to also exist. And when I've done that, and when I've coached people through my coaching practice to do that, we have a much greater experience than we ever thought we were going to have.
And when I'm really appreciative of the fact that you're a man supportive and encouraging and teaching of the intuitive arts, because you'll find many, many females who will, you know, myself included, work within the intuitive arts. But when I find a man who's aware and tapped in on that level, kudos, and I'm so happy about that. So, the work that you have put into this book and that
Hi,
comes
Sarah.
Out in regard to your living in
How
full expression, it does come
I'm
from a
good,
place
thank
of
you. Have you ever had an appointment with
creating,
on the phone before?
Showing people how to create heaven on earth. And that brings me to my next question.
Okay.
How can we, with living in the moment and
okay.
being in our present
so let me just
state
tell you how I
and
work.
Our present awareness.
I read
and
energy.
So in our principle of non-attachment.
What I need from you
how
is
can
very
we
I
more
just need
authentically,
you to find a place
daily,
where
easily, tap into God's
I
will and create more of our heaven on earth?
Well, one of the questions I raise in the book around the whole idea of heaven on earth is, what's your definition of heaven on earth?
And
I think there's
like
too much of a group consensus that heaven looks a particular
pray,
way.
Right.
And yet, the way that I view it is that I look at each one of us, you,
you know,
me, and everybody else that might be listening, everybody else on the planet,
good,
we are an expression of the divine.
That you want
and
to
as an expression of the divine, we are here to live an experience of that expression of the divine, to be our creative, powerful essence that we are.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven on earth is allowing that to be experienced and expressed. That's all it is. It's not about creating some magnificent place. Heaven on
Good.
Earth to
okay.
me is a state of mind, or it's a...
Right, so just get
a,
comfortable and you can
yeah.
reread that
Maybe
list
not a state of mind
want,
is not the right word
just,
I want to use.
Just
it's a state of being.
You feel like
it's,
uh-huh.
it's allowing
let me know.
That
go into a
divine
prayer
essence
on my end,
of us
so I'm
to
pipe
be
down
what
and
we're
be very
experiencing
quiet.
On a daily
so you
basis.
Just let me know
while
when you're ready, okay?
And I think that's the important part of this. The part of life that I really enjoy, and I'll be honest with you, that I struggle with, because I tend to go one way or the other with it, and that is the integration of our divine spirit with our human spirit. And what we're experiencing
right.
here on the earth plane is that integration of those two aspects. And I will from time to time be way too much on the spiritual side, and I have to pull myself back in, because I start looking at things in perhaps what might be an unrealistic way, because I'm here in human form. And then other times I might get wrapped up in the drama of being a human, and I need to pull myself
sure.
back to center, allow the integration of the two to take
sure.
place. But to me, heaven on earth is really just allowing the divine essence of who we are to be the experience we're having, and to enjoy it and play with it and embrace it. I don't believe
okay,
that heaven is a place that we go once we physically depart this life. I think it's the state of being that we carry with us
okay.
throughout our lives. And I think
now,
we create different aspects
in,
of it as we go throughout our life here on
nature,
earth.
And
but
your
I think
intuition
it's just
is actually
the natural
very,
state of
very
being. It's really who we are and
there's
how
a part
we can experience
of you
ourselves
that
more fully.
Is utilizing your intuition.
And how can
in
our faith,
for your
ignite power within us to become more empowered, to become
well
more confident
through.
To living
there's,
in our full
have,
expression. Because sometimes faith
there's
wanes.
A,
I mean, you know, I know even in myself, there's definitely
here.
Times I have to self-talk myself into some faithful experience.
Like a,
but you know,
do you have a,
faith is one of those things right now within our society, our culture, our environment that people are really struggling with. So how can we kind of ignite that a little bit to become more empowered?
Well, I think there's something we need to recognize, and that is that when we have those moments when, to use your term, our faith wavers, the fact that we're aware of the fact that our faith is wavering is where we then get the opportunity to exercise our empowerment. Because we become aware of it. Whoa, this is not who I am. This is not the experience I want to have. And so the awareness of it, and then the change in thought, and perhaps change in belief, or change in behavior in that moment, is what is our empowerment. That's how we move beyond whatever that obstacle or whatever that lapse in faith might be. Now, the other thing I want to mention with regard to faith, and I think this is really important, and that is that life unfolds as life unfolds. And I use faith as an acronym in my book because I believe that if we would just recognize and understand that as life unfolds, it's unfolding perfectly for each one of us with whatever it is that we came here to experience and express. And too often we get in our own ways, we create obstacles, we create unnecessary stress and perhaps some suffering along the way. And so I use faith as the acronym to fully allow it to happen. And that's get out of the way of life, enjoy and embrace life as it shows up. But it's also about recognizing that life is showing up, not by default, although that's the way a lot of people take life, but it's showing up as we have intended it
so
to show up, and it's showing up in the way that
it's
best suited for us to live the life experiences that we came here
to
live.
Your
right,
energy right,
right.
now. Maybe
and
very
there's
hard
this
for you
there's
to
this part where when we can kind
of
get into our essence that it's okay wherever we are
like
and whatever
okay?
we're doing
however,
and the moment is perfect, that we take that pressure off ourselves. Because I think a lot of times there's
the
a self-imposed pressure that many of us
so
put upon ourselves unnecessarily in trying to do or get or be somewhere, something, sometime.
On your behalf,
and
in your
the
defense,
essence of being sometimes
and it has to do
in
with
that is all that is needed. And that's what I really appreciated about the essence of
it looks
your book,
like the, delay
the Key to Life,
behalf,
Living in Full
advantage.
Expression. Because, Jim, this was
and
a
it also
really
looks like it's
guided,
necessary for you
gentle
to
nurturing
get
to the heart. And it really
control.
Let you know, the reader,
so
that,
there's a
hey,
piece here.
We're
did
all affected by
counsel?
All these
did
little things,
attorney?
And this is the way that we can really
okay.
make sense and get
so,
beyond it. And it was really just such a beautiful,
did you go
beautiful
from a man
book.
To a woman?
I truly encourage everyone to use this book, to buy this book and use it, because it is one of those books that you can open up at will and look for an
okay,
inspirational
so
message. And those are always such a beautiful gift because you can read it
the
all the way through and get all that wisdom and then still use it on your nightstand when you
story.
Need a little oomph. So again, The Key to Life, Living in Full Expression by Jim Phillips. Jim, thank you so much for being my guest today. It was truly, truly my honor and blessing to have you. And thank you for enlightening all of us.
Something here with
I appreciate that. Lisa, if I can, real quick, if anybody wants a signed copy of the book, they can go to my website,
money or
and I do have some signed copies for the holidays coming up. And that's www.prosperitybydesign.com. So anybody can go on there and get more information.
It's a delay on one aspect.
Okay, I'm typing it out on the forum here. So prosperity.com.
So you've got like one aspect delayed, another part of it that is coming in as moved forward.
Okay,
on
there you go, everybody.
And
that's going to be an incredible, incredible gift for anybody at Christmas.
Do you
I
have
encourage
to make
you to
a
buy
trip
it for
and
Christmas
come back?
Gifts for anyone who's seeking. It makes for a great New Year's resolution.
Is there a trip you're
gift.
Making in,
so
in the
So, Jim,
middle
thank
of
you
this?
So much for being
There's
my guest today.
I'm
Jim Phillips, The Key to Life, Living in Full
going,
Expression. Go out and buy his book. Thank you so much for being on our show, Unlimited Reality.
No,
thank
it
you,
looks
Jim.
Like...
Thank you, Lisa.
Have a great holiday. Happy Thanksgiving.
You as well. Thanks so much.
It could be
Thank
that
you.
You're weaving
Bye-bye.
Holiday in with it, but it feels like purposeful.
My
like
next guest
or some
is
some sort of
a wonderful,
sort of,
inspiring genius
here.
We have coming on here
it's
today.
Like
I am so blessed
piece.
To have
and
Professor Anders Nilsson coming on. He's the author of The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within. And this is a I'm reading
so
this
Friday,
book and I'm thinking to myself,
Friday.
This is like this is like an incredible brain we're dealing with here.
You
so
actually have it
this
coming
is going to be
as,
such
as
an incredible wisdom for all the audience today. I'm just going to read what his publicist sent to me. Usually I rewrite
and
what they sent to me about the author, but this it's so
it
chock full I can't
isn't
omit
from
anything.
A reliable
here.
Source.
So Anders Nilsson
so the person
is a scientist who's been active in academia all his adult life. And for just as many years, Nilsson has pursued an avid interest in spirituality. He's not followed
and
any one spiritual school or tradition, nor has he studied with a guru, but instead listened to his
like
internal
may
voice
have
and intuition to guide
creative
him. He studied both
money,
ancient mystical traditions and the teachings from more contemporary spiritual masters. This blend of spiritual knowledge, which folded together
yourself.
With a scientific
so a
background, has formed a unique path
also
to spiritual awakening that combines the mind and the heart. Nilsson experience a spiritual awakening
with money,
in 1993
or
that
or
completely changed
or
his life
you.
And view of the world.
But
the awakening was a result of an emotionally difficult life passage that led him to intense soul
like,
searching and ultimately to developing the gentle way
finances.
Of transformation. He's taught the gentle way in numerous workshops
that, yeah,
in 2000.
It comes in as a very close,
he was born in Stockholm,
like someone who knows you very
Nilsson
well,
finished.
Yes, I would say.
Now
it,
listen to this.
Give me, could you
his
give
master's
me a first
of
name?
Engineering degree at the Royal Institute
yeah,
of Technology
that's,
in 1981,
he's very savvy,
where he also participated
he seems to
in the
know
International
this
Student
very
Exchange
well,
Program
or
studying his final year at the
well.
Imperial College of London. He received
so
his PhD in physics
either
from
is
Uppsala
one step ahead
University
of his motive,
in Sweden in 1989, where he stayed on and
action.
Became professor in physics in 1999.
And,
he was invited to UC Berkeley as a visiting
this
scientist from 94 to 97, and then in 2000, he decided he'd become professor of photon science at Stanford University. Currently, he's also professor of chemical physics at Stockholm University and splits his time between Sweden and California. So, yes, we are in the presence of a great mind today, people. So, I am thrilled to introduce Professor Anders Nilsson, PhD, the author of
The
Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within.
For you right
Anders,
now,
thank you
totally
so much for being my guest today
from.
On Unlimited Reality.
But I don't
truly,
want to
truly my pleasure. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
You know,
I'm very honored
vibration
to be
that you live among,
I'm very delighted also to talk about The Gentle Way of the Heart in your show.
Because
this is wonderful, wonderful. Now,
and
as an expert with a PhD in physics,
in you,
a master's in engineering, a professor of photon science at Stanford University, how did you get your analytical brain to accept the more mystical, intuitive wisdom of the right brain?
You may actually,
witness, first of all, I might say that anyone who is actually a very prominent scientist or using a mystical aspect, they might not know it, actually, because
what he has
some of the ideas that we come up with is often coming from somewhere,
and I
believe they come
away
from our mystical side, what I call the true self in this book. So we are all in tune with this, whether we know it or not, it's always been there. And I always been a very intuitive scientist. I usually know what I'm looking for, and then we discover it. It sort of comes like that.
And
so
it's
possibly quite natural for me to also start to go into the mystical aspect after I have this, let's say, quite dramatic opening for myself. And I believe very strongly that we in the future here on planet Earth, and we as humans, we have to integrate and see this more scientific, materialistic view of the world.
Don't
we need to see it also from a spirit point of view to have this complementarity. So we really can bring a future, what I call what the heart desires, but we let it be manifested through science and technology. And that is going to be a very beautiful future.
Do not have any direct communication.
That is a beautiful future, and it's a beautiful reality to witness in our day and age where science and spirituality are marrying more, and you have more of the scientific, that mystical aspect. And you Einstein incorporated more mysticism as well. And I see a lot of the reference to where you go in the book that brings me to looking at you as one of those incredible pioneering minds of the 21st century that we're going to be talking about for a long, 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 long time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So no matter how
thank you. I truly appreciate your genius. It's truly enlightening. And you tell a little story, and I really appreciated this little story because it resonated very personally to me. But you told a little story in your book about being a child.
It feels like there's going to be a lot.
And asking your parents, "Who am I?" And how eventually, after you're asking them so much, and they're giving you answers, and they're thinking they're doing such a great job answering you, and you're exhausting them with the "But who am I?" They finally had to tell you to be quiet. So in knowing this, because I did this too, how in knowing how many people are feeling similar experiences and similar moments of what's my purpose. How can we begin to probe deeper into the self-discovery and purpose of self through beingness, which you discuss in great detail in your book? If you could explore that for us a little bit.
Yeah, if you have a new relationship that will be showing up, it looks to feel very easy.
I think the whole book is actually very much about
how
to discover more who you are,
and
also actually a little bit how you view the world, and also view your reality, view how you're connected to other people, and how you're connected to the divine. But the more practical aspect, I would say, is the first step is what I call enter into beingness. And this is something not as a meditation practice per se, it is actually life practice. It's something we should do every moment in our life. And what this means is simply that we are seeking within to manifest who we truly are in terms of beingness, where we don't need to do anything, we don't need to be anyone, we have to be who we are, and that is what I call beingness. And a very simple exercise that I have used and I've taught many other people to use is to seek a sensation that we have of that we exist. It's actually quite remarkable that we exist, and we don't need to do anything to exist. We maybe need to do something to maintain our body, to eat and drink water and breathe air. But except for that, we exist, and it's to seek into that sensation that we exist. And when we do that, we drop all our persona, all aspect, what I call the false self. We just reside into the sensation to exist, and we can't explain how that sensation is.
So
it's simply something everybody has to experience for themselves, because there are no words for it. And that sort of is the first step. The second step I call, which is a little bit where you have to imagine for yourself, is after you found this sensation to exist, you practice that you have a little warmth around your chest. I think most people have experienced this. You practice to sit with that warmth, and then you start to imagine within yourself that you have a portal into your heart, and from that portal that comes a very beautiful, intense light that comes out, and it sort of fills our body, and it shines out into the world. That is more to imagine, but there is a feeling with it, and that is that warm, loving feeling that comes with that light. So it brings Lilith actually a little bit two aspects together. Both maybe a little bit
like,
that Buddhistic aspect, and the other is more the Christian aspect. You marry the two in these two exercises.
Or an island or something.
Okay, and this would be considered growing the light from within. This would be would this be considered like for the individual feeling that light? Maybe for it might be the first time they felt the light, or it might be the thousandth time they felt the light. But is it? Is it a warmth and a growth? Like,
in that,
I guess what my question is once that light is experienced,
is very important to you, your soul, your
can
spirit,
they expand
that
upon that? And what does that feel like?
It, but some of us need it more than others.
When they are emanating it.
They can expand on it. I think everybody has felt it in their life. Let me give you a few examples. You might be out in nature and climbed a beautiful hill, and you're standing there looking out into the surrounding, and you're immense with the beauty of nature. In that moment, you have an empty head. You don't think anything. You just stand there and enjoying something immensely beautiful, and then you're having that warmth in your heart. You might not think in that way, but you have it. And it might be the same as you're listening to beautiful music, you get goosebumps all over your body, or you're looking deep into your eyes or your loving partner. So we have it. Everybody has experienced it. It's that they haven't labeled it as such. So, yes, you can grow it, but when it overcomes that, we need to transform what I call what is false within us
to
become more real,
and
we realize the true self, who we really are.
Because you do have a tremendous
self,
amount of serendipity
also,
that's going on.
The divine aspect of our
there
life.
Really is. There's
and
a tremendous
as we're doing
amount
that transformation,
meeting the right people, meeting
which
the
can
right people,
be
the right
challenging,
places,
but
the right
it also brings
right
in more and more
so
the light within.
That, you have a tremendous
so we need
amount
to work
showing
on
up more so. It actually
make
looks
that
like
dedication
April was
to really strive
I mean,
to purify
like
ourselves.
Baby
as we become more and more pure, it's
showing up
as
April is a very strong
feeling that loving
new beginning
within.
For you. And it's also coming in as
we may be in
April,
this state of
May,
feeling the essence
August,
of light
and
love and everything
seem
flowing
to be very
along
significant
rather months. Swimmingly. And all of a
they're
sudden,
also showing
a fear
up
hits us,
something that's
or something happens and
an
it triggers a fear.
You,
and
that,
all our growth or our evolution
providing
seems
a
to like hit
a
us
new
in the face where reality
that
is
to do
uncomfortable.
More
so
people. And
how can
I'm
we
seeing
use
it
fear
as a,
to evolve
you're
us
using,
and use it as an opportunity to rise above
piece
the fear.
Around this.
Through like
but it's
a
also
love
showing
or
up with
or something along that line.
There's a
yeah. I mean, I often
there's
call
a support,
the fear is
and
the
yet at the same
to
point
to
there's an
love,
independent.
Usually, if you go
like
towards
you're
the
utilizing
fear,
your own gifts
an
skills, you're utilizing your own talents
love.
And awarenesses.
It,
but then there's a group of people
ourselves.
That are coming in as a support
so,
group.
Therefore,
or, people are
we should never push fear away or this type of reaction that we have. And we should bring it to
it's
us.
It's showing up
and what
a
I mean
lot
to
around
that
people.
Is that the first time
we're dealing with people or working with people?
Sometimes we get also this little itchy feeling within. I think everybody knows. This, that you want to respond to someone in
okay,
a harsh
questions.
Way, you want to
where
get angry,
go,
get frustrated, and
what,
so on.
What can I
and there's an itchy
that
feeling within
you
that you want
to
respond
or
immediately.
Like to elaborate or
and when you have that itchy feeling, and when you have a fearful reaction, is instead of going into it or being afraid of the fear, we actually decide to be instant intimate with the fear. We bring it to us. And a very simple technique
yes.
I've been using
yes.
and I've taught other people.
It looks like
is
August
to
is
label
a,
your
like
fear
a,
that you
it's a feeling
that's the
of a new beginning.
Most of us have a very similar fearful reaction to certain
April
events,
and
these
like
are often different for
pieces
different individuals.
You know, to,
and we could,
put it,
we could give it a name.
Together.
We could call it Larry,
very, very
or maybe Helen, or whatever
or
we want, as a recognition that, oh, now Larry is
like
here again. I can feel you. I can feel you in me. I can feel that feeling in my stomach or
so
in my cheeks or how I'm getting angry and so on. And I can recognize it by giving it a name. Because when I do that, I become aware that it's there. Usually, what happens when it comes up, we become unaware. And it takes over our consciousness and we respond, react automatically in a certain way. But by becoming intimate with it, we bring it to us. And then we don't buy into it. It lets us to feel it fully. We feel
like
it.
You're going to
and
have
then
something
we could become a little bit neutral about that feeling. We can just say,
and
oh, my
like
God,
it's
I just have
so
an experience of
like
Larry. I mean, experience
you.
Larry right now. And by doing that,
and it also is carrying
bringing
you
that,
forward.
So to speak,
so
let it sit with us. We
like
eventually open also our heart
of
when we have practiced
come,
that,
like,
and we let Larry then eventually melt
like the
into the
okay.
light of the heart. So we bring it step by step, closer and closer, and bring it to love, and then it's eventually will be transformed.
The financial
and,
is going
and this
to be
is
okay.
just one of your many tools because you do many workshops
nothing.
All over the world, and thousands of people have been benefited in
and
finding their life through
like
your work. How
it,
do you find
okay.
The method of what you
there's
do
nothing really,
different than maybe other spiritual teachings that
there's
are
no
out there? Because there's so many concepts of, across the board,
okay.
and you're really dealing with. Really getting into the core of the light and the love and the heart. So do you see that your teachings or your workshop may be quite advanced or different than
okay.
others that are out there because of that?
It's a little bit difficult for me to answer because I have walked so much my own path. I haven't
right.
attended a few
like,
workshops
like
and of course read
yet?
Many books. So I have sort of taken my own,
like
yeah,
he's
I walk my own path very much and follow very much my
okay,
inner,
so
inner voice. But what
for
I, of course, recognize in reading
in
any
a
other
way
people's
where you
work that, oh, yeah, this is similar to what I also
you're coming
think
to
about
a place,
and so on. But
uh-huh.
I think
it's like
the gentle way
space.
Has one particular flavor that
very,
I have thought is very important. And that comes with the word gentle. And it has to do with that spiritual practice.
It's
supposed to be loving. And it's supposed to be gentle. That is not to let's say, deceive ourselves that we avoid to see the truth. But in every step, we should practice in such a way that we are loving towards
ourselves. Because it looks
like
he dips in and he dips out.
And that comes with being gentle and kind. So I think that's a particular flavor that I put on it because the light within is supposed to be a soft light. It's supposed
to
be a light that is.
But
like you're bathing
so
in something very
out.
Comforting,
it
and,
like down
and
the
you
road,
can rest in
is,
it in and feeling completely comforted by the light and feeling very safe and secure, and that comes with that we are all that we
I'm
are showing
him
always
as,
in our practice a loving
you know, good
mind.
For now, but not necessarily
there's there's a wonderful chapter I absolutely
in,
loved
it's
about choices
in
your book.
In
and I
be,
really
want
to ask you to explain to the audience
right
how
now,
can
like,
we
there's a part of him that
choose more wisdom-based choices over fear-driven
there's also
choices.
A little bit of fear attached to that. Commitment.
Yeah, I mean, I
so
think
it's like he has to work
It sort of comes in the. Let's recognize that there are different types of choices we have.
Right.
We have the smaller
stable,
choice that may become in the spare of the moment. That let's say you're sitting
it's
in your office
how
and
work
a coworker comes in
with
and they
one another
challenge
or
you in a certain way, or maybe even your boss comes in and challenges you in a certain way. Then you have one type of choice to respond to that situation, and then you have a more another type of choice. choice, which
timing.
Is something that you wrestle
right
with.
Now your timing
should I change my job? Should
up,
I go in a different life direction? And so on. And this is more
yet.
Choices
so
that we might be we're thinking about it for a long time. So let's take the first choice. How should I respond to this situation? And it's a little bit that
that
we might then get triggered by our coworker. He pushes a button on us, and we are suddenly reacting, and we are feeling this frustration, this itchy feeling that I have talked about. I want to respond to this. I want to give
I'm
back.
I'm feeling like
he hurt
he's necessary
me.
For
back.
Right now, but I'm not.
So what we do in that situation is that we pause for a second.
Mean,
we could just recognize each feeling.
I don't want to cut it off.
Wow,
he's not going to be in your life forever.
Let me pause for a few
seconds
here. Let me not go into that itchy feeling. Let me instead have it to sit with me. It stays there. But I don't respond in that moment to coming from that itchy feeling. And then instead,
so
if we have practice to have this sensation to exist and also practice to have the light in our heart, we seek to look at the other person and instead to respond
to
what I call the false self in that person, because usually he was triggered by something to express his own false self. We try to look to the light and love in that person. And then we respond from that aspect of us
to
the other person aspect. And when we do that, we speak with our true self to the other person's true self, instead of going from triggered to be in our own false self, speaking to the other person's. Then we will
have
we will sort of go down into a circle of negativity. If we do the opposite, we will go into a circle of positivity and more love. So this is something we could each practice in our daily life to feel when I'm going to make a choice, I'm going to respond. Am I coming from this itchy feeling of being angry, frustrated, jealous, or am I coming from a more soothing, loving point within myself? And then I know which part I will respond from.
Go ahead.
When it comes down to the bigger choices we have in our life, one way is, again, to practice to bring in our true self by going through these steps.
He actually comes in
finding
with a
how
good,
to exist and being
business
in
mind,
that
and he's very quick.
And
the difference between
there,
the two of you is that you're
we
very methodical.
We somehow know what choice we want to make. We don't need to use
so
our mind so much.
The two of you that
we can actually, from that inner beingness, we
know in regards to
we know where we want to go.
So that every
and the
action
mind might
that's
come
done
in
or
and say, no, 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 you can't do that.
Right.
Because there's a lot of money.
You are
not going to be
he does want
to
make decisions. I do see a very good ability.
We somehow know
together.
From within
yes. But
how
you
we
have
want
to know
forward
how to
in,
work
in
together.
This time.
We you
might
know,
want to do that
just
with someone
being
helping
able
us
to work together.
To be in that space, I might
the
ask
strengths
questions
and weaknesses
to us.
Of one another
I have
so
done
that
with people when they want to make important decisions
that you can just roll right over it and, you know,
more
do something else and move into another area. Because we all have
questions
and learning how to work with them that makes a successful
and
partnership.
You, like,
I do
like
see this
we have
as being
said
able
before,
to be very
you found
intuitive
your own
with
path.
One
you
another.
You didn't work
as
with
long
a
as
guru
you get the
or a spiritual
initial
teacher,
mission
you did,
and intention,
you know, study different aspects
and
of Christianity
how you
and Buddhism and Taoism.
I see
did you feel that there you found like a common thread or a common truth or a common
the male,
awareness
oh, yes, the male child energy
as that
do you want
followed
children?
Each culture or religion?
All right.
Yes, I did, but it was interesting.
If
it was
you
reversed.
Want a child,
I didn't study all
there's
these religions
a possibility
deeply
of a male child
to write
this
book as a sort of bringing everything together.
Right.
It comes in a spiritual
book,
realm.
And then at the end,
sense.
Finished in the book, I thought, maybe I should connect it to all
it
many of these religions.
It comes in like
and
a
I went
family
in and
vibration.
And I said, oh
so
my God,
it could
yeah, everybody's
someone,
saying the same thing.
That comes into your life as a child through another man. It could be someone you adopt
very, very
or it could be a child of your
core
own.
Of things,
but
it's
showing
it's,
up the essence of the
and
child.
And I truly believe,
like
actually,
here.
That many of these concepts that are presented in this book is what's the original teaching of Christ, actually.
Okay, so I'm,
I can't prove
I'm
that,
still
that,
feeling
that's my,
like...
That's my sense what it was. And I'm and
like
it's also very similar
one of your
to what Buddha said and so on. So it's all... I think
because
there is some,
it, as I'm
some
telling
level
you
of
that,
truth.
I'm still
we
being
just
told,
have to,
you know,
it's very difficult
to
communicate
to
that, and therefore you have to use different languages
so
or use metaphors
would,
and
you
so
have
on
a tremendous
that
amount of
makes it to look
on
different.
That. If that's something you want, don't give up on it.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that is not off topic,
and everything
but I had
is very, very
to
positive.
My first guest. In
try
creating
to remove yourself from
our
the vibration
choices
of the man
here on
in
this reality
and
in our life.
Okay.
How can
because
we
that's the only thing
create more of a heaven on earth?
Yeah, so I
that's going through an evolution, I will say. You are
world,
you're a very intuitive person.
Yes.
If it feels good, move towards it. If it feels questionable or not good, just step
we
out.
Actually if we
and
do
wait
the work
for more information.
Each of us
okay,
to transform
because
what is
that, called, that's the best barometer I can tell you right now. It's quick, it's
for
easy,
me work
it's immediate.
Then by expressing the true self.
You have good people
divine
around you, but you will
aspect
be making friendships.
And we connect with other people's true self.
And you have
even
better
when they are doing
you
aggressions.
To add to the
even when they are
around
doing expressing their force.
Okay. And listen, if there's something that
I
forgot to answer,
which is actually the meaning
up
of turning
send me
the
a text
cheek
at the end of the day.
We are doing that.
When I'm done with my
we will then all of
okay
us.
And you're welcome. It was wonderful talking to you, Sarah,
and
all my prayers and
as we also
it looks like you need to just take a good deep breath and let the stress go.
That we are all connected in a deep way.
You are so
welcome. We have all different personality and experience.
Abundant blessings. Take care.
Individual basis.
You are so welcome.
But we are all deeply
bye-bye
connected, and as we start to see that we actually, when we are not separate, we are actually working together, we will manifest something extraordinary, beautiful. I'm very
yes
convinced about that.
And
but
I believe the work and the work that you do is really catering to prove that on a scientific level as well. I mean, you're doing work here that not only incorporates the spiritual aspect, but you're actually kind of proving it on a scientific aspect. Am I right?
I mean, I'm not per se. I wouldn't say that I'm per se trying to prove spirituality in a scientific way. I'm a scientist, and I'm actually excited to be a scientist, also for the reason that, as I put in the book, that we are something much bigger than this world, and we are just experiencing this physicality, this physical world. And I think science is the tools to really understand how this physical world operates. It is not the tool to understand where we come from, where we originate from, but it's the tool to understand the physicality. And it's so it's such a beautiful journey to be a spirit in human form and get to experience how this physicality really works by doing science in it.
Now, what is next for you? Because you were just on, goodness, it just escaped me. You were just on a documentary with Morgan Freeman, and the name of the documentary just escaped me.
Through the Wormhole. Through the Wormhole.
Thank you. Through the Wormhole, yes. Talk to us about that. You were just on that as an upcoming scientist of the 21st century, and what's next for you? Because you're one of the great minds of our century, and I'm curious. I want to know what's going on.
So one of my passion is actually, if I just speak a little bit scientifically, one of my passion that was why I was on the Morgan Freeman show was that I'm studying water and trying to understand really how the molecular structure of water works. And I think water will eventually hold a lot of key for us to understand many, many things also about biology and our human form and so on, because we are all made of water. Actually, you are, depending on age, between 60 to 90% water. So that's one of my research topics. And I'm also working on artificial photosynthesis, where we have a vision that in the future, maybe we can make all our fuels coming from sunlight and water, and also taking carbon dioxide back from the atmosphere and so on. So So these are visions, I think, for scientifically for the future. On the spiritual side, a little bit, I'm planning to work on another book, which probably will take quite some time. But the plan of that book is actually, it's the future. How can the future look like?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, please keep in touch with me because I want to have you back on with that one. And this is, audience, I really, really, truly encourage all of you to get The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within, The Gentle Way of the Heart, Discover the Light Within by Anders Nilsson. It is a wonderful, wonderful book. Edgar Mitchell endorsed the book, and let me just read what our astronaut Edgar Mitchell wrote. He wrote, "This book describes a spiritual path that is simple to follow and based on the principles of love. His focus on gentleness and kindness is the perfect antidote to the trials and tribulations of the world we live in." And that really sums it up, because when you look at what we have to overcome in this world, we need so many more minds and souls like Anders Nilsson to give us the way and the light and the insight to guide ourselves in a more heartfelt, integrity, love light way. And Anders, this has just been a true gift to me to have you on the show today. And I want to guide everybody to you or your book or your website. So please take your time in telling the audience how they can connect with you. Of course, they can find The Gentle Way of the Heart at Amazon.com. But go ahead, let them know how they can connect with you, your website, and whatever you would like to promote.
I have a website is up now called gentleway.me, M-E.
Okay.
And on that website, I will also post more information coming up. I also have written three essays on that website due to some discussion with various people. They people can read that, and they also, there is a contact form there if the audience wants to make contact with me. And if there is any upcoming events, it will be posted on that website.
Oh, wonderful. So gentleway.me. Gentleway.me, everybody. Okay. Anders, thank you so much. If there was one message that you could give our audience, what would you like to leave our audience with today?
I want to give just one word, and that is that in these times that we live in now, I often hear that people are afraid of what's happening in the world. I just wanted to give the message to people to believe me when I'm saying this. There is a good world out there. We don't just get to hear so much about it. Keep the light and the compassion in your heart and shine it out to the world. It needs it. And everybody will also feel that compassion jointly, everybody together.
Oh, Anders, that is beautiful. I have been doing that since I was a small child, and I taught my children to do that. And when I'm even with a snarly cash ear, I'm sending that light out and just waiting for that smile to crack on her face. So it does work. It really, really, really does work. And that is the most powerful statement I've ever heard anybody say on my show. So audience, please take heed and listen to Anders Nilsson on Shining Your Light from Within, because the world needs your light. God bless you, Anders. You are a light. And thank you so much for being on Unlimited Realities today. It has truly been my pleasure. And have a very blessed, safe travel today. I know you have a very busy schedule ahead of you. So thank you so much for taking time for Unlimited Realities and talking with me today and showing our audience how to provide more of a gentle way of the heart. God bless you, Anders, and all your work. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lee. Thank you so much, Lisa, and I also want to send my blessings to all the audience and everybody. Thank you so much for listening to me. Goodbye.
Thank you so much. God bless. Take care. That was an incredible, incredible, incredible guest, everybody. I am so glad that I was able to provide his insight and wisdom for you, because I truly, truly believe he's one of the pioneer scientists for us in our 21st century. I just have a real intuitive knower telling me he's coming out with some more genius upcoming. Stay tuned. So thank you, audience, for tuning in. I am so glad to be back doing my live shows again, and it's going to be a very fun and full holiday season with my shows upcoming. I've got Damian Brinkley scheduled for December. I've got some wonderful, wonderful guests. And thank you again for tuning in. God bless you all. Shine, shine that light. And when they're making you snarly, just breathe deep and still shine that light. God bless you all. All my love, all my light. Thank you for joining us. Have a very, very blessed Thanksgiving. Amen.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Lasercat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z. Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Lasercat t-shirts? Check. Get your back to school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back to school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
I wouldn't have told him. I wouldn't have told him.